Think about the last time you struggled with a website or app. Was it your fault or a design failure? In the world of digital products, the difference between frustration and delight often comes down to how well creators understand their users. This isn't just about aesthetics or technical prowess. It's about developing a deep, almost intuitive grasp of human behavior. The most successful companies, from Apple to Google, have mastered this art, while countless others continue to build products that leave users confused and annoyed. Why? Because they're designing for themselves rather than their actual users. True UX research isn't about confirming what we already believe. It's about systematically uncovering what users actually need, often revealing surprising insights that challenge our assumptions. When done right, it transforms not just interfaces, but entire business models, creating products that feel almost magical in their simplicity and effectiveness. Great UX researchers think like detectives, approaching investigations with methodical curiosity. Like Sherlock Holmes, they observe meticulously before drawing conclusions. This mindset follows a clear path: understand the problem thoroughly, collect facts through observation, develop evidence-based hypotheses, test theories, and act when truth emerges. The most common mistake is acting on assumptions rather than evidence. When users struggle with your interface, don't blame their technical abilities. Ask deeper questions. What contextual factors influenced their behavior? What mental model were they using? What shaped their expectations? This approach requires separating observation from interpretation. Instead of noting the user was confused by navigation, a detective researcher would record the user hovered over the menu for 12 seconds, clicked 3 different options, then sighed and said, "I don't know where to go." Only after collecting these factual observations do they form explanations. Remember, users rarely behave illogically. They're responding rationally to their understanding of the situation. Your job is to decode that understanding, not judge it. Approach research with genuine curiosity to uncover insights that transform your product from functional to truly intuitive. Every UX research effort answers one of two fundamental questions. The first question, who are our users and what are they trying to accomplish, requires field research. Like anthropologists, you observe users in their natural environments to understand authentic needs and behaviors. This outward-looking research ensures you're building the right product. Netflix transformed their recommendation algorithms after observing how people watch TV together, revealing crucial social dynamics. The second question, can people effectively use what we've designed, calls for usability testing. You evaluate specific design solutions by watching users attempt tasks under controlled conditions. This inward-looking research ensures you're building the product right. Amazon tracks where users get stuck during tests, revealing friction points invisible to designers. The costliest mistake is confusing these approaches or skipping one entirely. Teams often conduct usability testing without field research, creating well-designed products that solve the wrong problems. Others conduct field research but skip usability testing, creating products that address real needs but implement solutions poorly. Great products emerge from teams that master both approaches, using field research to identify meaningful problems and usability testing to validate solutions. 4 psychological principles explain why users behave in ways that surprise design teams. First, users don't think like you think. The false consensus effect leads us to overestimate how many people share our knowledge, causing technical teams to overestimate users' comfort with insider terminology. Second, users lack insight into their own behavior. When questioned, people often create plausible but incorrect explanations, a narrative fallacy where we construct coherent stories about our actions, even when inaccurate. Third, past behavior predicts future behavior better than stated intentions. The intention-behavior gap explains why preference-based research rarely predicts which design will perform better. Fourth, context shapes behavior more than personality. People interact differently with interfaces depending on their environment, goals, and emotional state. This fundamental attribution error leads researchers to attribute behaviors to personality traits when they're actually situational. Effective research focuses on observing what users do rather than asking what they prefer. Watch behavior first, then carefully probe for explanations. While iterative design delivers incremental improvements, it rarely produces true innovation. The double diamond model illustrates why. Teams rush to solution phases, develop and deliver, while neglecting problem understanding phases, discover and define, where innovation happens. This results in well-executed products that solve the wrong problems, like building better horse carriages when users need automobiles. Teams often mistake usability testing for discovery research. Usability testing is inward-looking, focused on improving existing solutions rather than questioning fundamental assumptions. It confirms if users can complete tasks with your current design, but can't reveal whether you're solving the right problems. True innovation requires comprehensive field research exploring users' needs, goals, and motivations across their entire experience journey. Uber didn't simply iterate on taxi interfaces, they reconceptualized transportation based on understanding user pain points. Similarly, Airbnb succeeded by understanding not just how people book accommodations, but how they want to experience travel and connection. Without proper discovery research, organizations may improve products incrementally, but remain vulnerable to disruptive startups who better understand user needs. The key is allocating time to early design phases, embracing uncertainty, and remaining open to unexpected insights that drive breakthrough innovations. Identifying usability problems is only half the battle. The real challenge is translating observations into actionable design solutions through a structured three-step process. First, generate insights by grouping related observations into affinity diagrams to reveal patterns, then craft concise statements that illuminate non-obvious user behaviors. Next, develop hypotheses about root causes. For each insight, ask, "Why is this happening?" and generate multiple explanations. If users struggle to find information, consider whether the hierarchy is unclear, terminology unfamiliar, or visual design ineffective. Finally, create simple design solutions addressing each hypothesis. This tweaking approach favors rapid iteration over major redesigns, perhaps highlighting key content, reorganizing elements, or adding contextual help. This systematic approach transforms research from documentation into a catalyst for meaningful improvements. The most insightful research is worthless if it doesn't influence product decisions. Treat UX research as a team sport, where development teams participate in planning, observing, and analyzing research. When direct team involvement isn't possible, engage teams with real data. Create user journey maps, use photo ethnographies showing users in context, conduct collaborative affinity diagramming, and develop screenshot forensics connecting user quotes to interface elements. Transform research debriefs from passive presentations into active working sessions focused on discussing findings, prioritizing issues, and developing solutions collectively. Co-chair with the product owner, ensure decision makers attend, and avoid PowerPoint that separates the team from the data. For busy stakeholders, create user experience dashboards with visual summaries of key metrics, measuring effectiveness, success rate, efficiency, task time, and satisfaction, user ratings. Present these metrics graphically with confidence intervals and representative quotes. Nothing is more persuasive than having the development team directly observe users struggling with their product. These observations create emotional motivation that drives meaningful change. Your job is to help your team develop deep user empathy that informs every decision.